Hello, welcome to the English News on the radio and television station. Dear listeners, last afternoon, the government office held a hybrid conference in person and online to implement the action plan on economic diplomacy in 2023. Prime Minister Phạm Minh Chính chaired the meeting. At the conference, Prime Minister Phạm Minh Chính suggested important issues in economic diplomacy requiring high determination and great effort and drastic action. The Ministry of Foreign Affairs also presented the key work of Vietnam's diplomacy in 2023, Vietnamese ambassadors to China, the United States, Belgium, India and the EU had important representations to contribute to the development of the country's diplomacy. The Standing Committee of Kantar City Party Committee held a conference to review the 10 years of implementation of the 8th Central Resolution 11-10 on national defense security in the new situation today. In the past 10 years, the City Party Committee has focused on leading the main system at all levels, sectors, and the people strata to carry out the tasks of own people defense and people security building. And achieving important results comprehensively, security and politics have maintained, creating favorable conditions to promote socio-economic development. National defense and security continue to be strengthened, building the own people national defense in association with the people's security formation and an increasingly solid defense area. Yesterday, Mr. Trần Việt Trường, chairman of Kantar City People's Committee, had a meeting with Ms. Samantha Power, administrator of USA, to greet on the business trip in Kantar City. He briefly introduced the top priorities of Kantar City on potential and advantages in social economic development. USA's priority area for the Mekong Delta include climate change, public health, and education. Last year, the city actively coordinated with USAID partners to discuss and concern the contents of the local capacity development project. In order to map our plan to assign implementation of the contents of the National Humanitarian Month 2023 launching ceremony in Kantar City, submit each to the leaders of the city's People's Committee for discussion during the working session with the Central Delegation of the Vietnam Red Cross Society. On March 14, Mr. Nguyễn Tư Kiệng, Vice Chairman of the City People's Committee, Honorary Chairman of Kantar City Red Cross, proposed to join Organizing Board of the National Humanitarian Month luncheon ceremony in 2023. Relevant departments and branches to arrange for the reception of delegates who are leaders of the party, the state and central ministries, international guests, Kantar City Youth Union and the Department of Education and Training mobilized 100 student volunteers to participate in this event. The Vietnam-Scotland Connecting Event at Scotland House, London, a hub connecting economic trade investment cooperation and research of the Scottish Regional Government in London, opened. It was taking place within the framework of the Vietnam-UK Friendship Year 2023 to mark the 50th anniversary of joint diplomatic ties, with the aim of stepping up links between Vietnam and Scotland, especially in fields such as trade, investment, renewable energy, education and tourism. Mark Boyce, head of economic diplomacy and engagement at the Scottish Government, affirmed that Scotland places importance on its relations with Vietnam. He urged that there remains ample room for bilateral collaboration in trade, tourism, wind energy, and higher education, particularly in climate change, environmental studies, which can be considered as Scottish strengths. The two sides have many things in common, such as natural scenery and a beautiful coastline, unique culture, especially the culinary background with rich dishes and drinks. Baclew is known as one of the cradles of Southern Delgadito art, a representative intangible cultural heritage of humanity honored by UNESCO. Home of the nhà cổ Hoài Lang Village of Vietnam, the late musician Cao Văn Lầu, the immortal heart song led the foundation for the development of the current vòng cổ music and cải lương theater art. According to statistics from the Department of Culture, Sports and Tourism of Bạc Liêu Province, it currently has over 150 đơn ca tài tử clubs with more than 2,000 members. Artisans and amateurs regularly living. This shows the intense vitality of this heritage in the cultural and spiritual life of Bạc Liêu people. In addition, Bạc Liêu currently has 10 of the 3 typical tourist attractions recognized by the Mekong Delta Tourism Association, the most compared to other provinces and cities in the Mekong Delta region. That's all for the English News on Toronto Radio and Television Station. Thanks so much for your listening. Goodbye and see you next time.